For a faster, easier way to clean pots and pans and bathroom fixtures, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. Makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Now, ladies, here's how you can prove the exciting results of Babbo's new nationwide survey. Just make this simple test and see if you don't save over one half hour a day. Get a can of Babbo, the modern cleaner that dissolves grease. But don't dispose of your present cleanser, keep it. Just use Babbo instead. First, notice that Babbo is white, the color of purity, stays white even when wet. Next, use Babbo on your pots and pans and to clean up the sink. Check up on how quickly you get out of the kitchen. Use Babbo to clean your bathroom tiles and fixtures. Then stand back. Look at that bathroom. See if you've ever seen it so bright and spotless before. Use Babbo even where you might have hesitated to use your former cleanser, to clean painted woodwork, to remove finger marks from doors. See if you don't spend at least one half hour less time cleaning each day. And all the time, notice how little Babbo you have to use. Notice how long that one can lasts. Then I make this unusual suggestion. Take your former cleanser off the shelf and just try to use it. We ask nothing more. For we feel sure, when you've made your own comparisons, you'll buy Babbo from then on. And here's why we make this challenge. Today, grease causes 90% of your daily scouring. Babbo dissolves grease, then dirt and stains wipe gently off. It's easy, safe, fast. You're through with astonishing speed. Just try one can of Babbo in this revealing test. Then see if you could ever go back to any less modern method of cleaning. Today, get Babbo, B-A-B-O. And now, Laura Lawton. Laura's carefully thought-out plan to prove to her estranged husband, Peter Carver, that they still love and need each other has been successful. And a few minutes ago, Peter left his hotel suite in London, England, headed for Laura's flat in the suburbs to take her in his arms and ask her to begin all over again with him. But in the dark street around the corner from the hotel, Peter is stopped by a voice. A voice which says...
Mr. Carver.
What?
Mr. Carver?
Yes, yes, what is it? Where are you?
I'm over here behind the pillar.
Who are you?
That is not important. I bring you a message.
I don't know if I wish to accept a message.
It is from Ilse Borg.
Oh.
It is very necessary that you come, Mr. Carver. She's anxious for you, waiting.
Where is she?
I cannot tell you. You will have to follow me, that is all. I am sincere in this, Mr. Carver. She needs you badly. She's hurt.
How do I know that's true?
I do not expect you to believe me. I can only hope that you will come.
How badly hurt is she?
Very badly. Whether she lives through the night is not known.
What? Let's get a doctor.
She has medical care. She wishes to see you. Whether you come with me or not is up to you.
I'll come with you. Go ahead.
Peter walks swiftly, following the vague figure through the dark streets as a London fog rolls in from the River Thames. And he's saying to himself,
why am I doing this? I was on my way to see Laura. But I can't refuse this plea for help from Ilse Borg. After what's been happening since Ilse and I arrived here in London, I can't refuse her. It might be anything. Anything.
And in direct contrast to the shadows of London at night, Laura, in her little flat in the suburbs, is placing supper on the table before the fireplace for herself and Peter's secretary, May Case. And she's saying...
Here it is, May. A typical ladies' meal. Tea and a salad. A dab of this and a dab of that.
I've been a spinster long enough to be used to it, Laura.
Well, I'll learn, I guess.
If you wish to continue in this absurd state of spinsterhood.
Have I any choice, May?
I told you should go to Peter.
I know you did.
Why didn't you?
Because I was afraid, May.
Obviously.
Because I thought it all over. I acted it out, May. I even thought of what I should wear. That gray flannel suit he loved so. No hat. Just that casual look he always loved. And I thought of getting to Claridge's, going to his suite, knocking at the door.
Well?
The rest becomes a nightmare. Peter opens the door and says, well?
Laura.
I want to die. He might do it, May. He might look at me the way he'd look at a stranger. And if he did, I should want to die.
I never heard so much rubbish in my life.
May, let me have my dreams and my memories. Remember, when I came here to London, it wasn't after a scene with Peter. I can't even remember when I saw Peter last. Do you know that? I don't know what he said or how we talked or what he did.
Is that important?
To me, it is. I have so many memories of Peter and cherish them all that I want very much to remember that last time.
I think for you to be content with living in the past is completely shocking.
Why, May?
It just is. You are a brilliant woman, Laura, very brilliant, young and vital. And you are content to let yourself become a recluse.
I won't become a recluse.
It will come upon you slowly, like a disease. You'll stay here in England, perhaps. You'll withdraw from all your friends at home in America. You won't notice the change in yourself, but it will be there. And you will be lonely and incomplete.
That's only an argument for my getting a job. It isn't an argument for going to Peter.
You're in love with Peter, Laura. You will never live your life fully without him. You will retire into the past with your memories of him. Laura, I met your friend Joe Barney and had tea with him. He'd fall in love with you tomorrow if he hasn't already, and I think he has.
Oh, May.
And a man in love with a woman is keener, more aware of her thinking processes than anyone else. He told me that no matter what Peter did, he would never lose you.
That's interesting.
I think so.
But although Joe Bonney's very smart, although he may know how I feel about Peter, he doesn't know how Peter feels about me. And that's actually the most important thing, don't you agree?
Laura.
Yes?
I've known you since you came to Peter's home to look after his sister. You came that day, a woman who had received a dreadful blow, whose life had broken up in little pieces in her hand. I knew all about you then, and the thing that I admired most was your simplicity and your courage, the two together. They were a wonderful combination then, Laura.
I seem to have lost both of them.
You never lose them. You merely forget you have them, forget to use them. Like something that lies in an attic. Something fine and beautiful.
Courage and simplicity. Simplicity isn't easy to keep when you live the life I've lived, May. Washington and all the glamour and excitement. And then Peter being so important. I lost a lot of simplicity during those years.
Again, I say you didn't lose it. You simply didn't use it, Laura.
And the simple, courageous thing to do is to go to Peter. To take my chances on his opening the door and just looking at me.
Yes. That would be the simple, courageous thing to do.
I see.
And I know that when Peter sees you, he will not say, well, you're forgetting Peter. Do you know it?
How do you mean I'm forgetting him?
You're losing him in your mind. You aren't aware anymore of the difficult, complex nature that is Peter Carver. The shyness, the absurd fear he has always known of losing you.
I remember you told me that once before, May.
Laura, Peter's life was not happy till you came into it. Peter was left the legacy of a child to bring up, his little sister, at a time when he should have been free and untrammeled. He had to establish a home for a little girl. Peter became the head of a family and a great business before he had time to be young. Lord, there was no color in Peter's life. No fun. Until you came. And I think now it's happened again. Peter's gone back into that old mood of his of solemnity and duty and lack of laughter. While you... Oh, a speech, Laura, dear. A whole lecture. Forgive me.
It's all right, May. What time is it?
7 or thereabouts.
He's probably dining with that girl somewhere.
With Ilsebourg?
Who else? I mean, if I went now, I might not find him there, and...
Well, just going would be a step, Laura.
Will you come with me?
Certainly not.
May.
I won't go with you for a very obvious reason. I'd have to come back alone.
I...
Laura, go to Peter, now. Don't delay, darling. You've made up your mind to do it. You just need a push. Shall I push you?
I think I should wear the gray flannel suit, just as I planned.
I'll get it for you.
And no hat.
No.
And I shall knock on the door.
May, what will he say? What will he say?
Meanwhile, Peter stops at a corner beneath a streetlight to say to the young man who's walking just ahead of him...
You, look here. Couldn't we have taken a cab? I'm rather all in from this tramp you're leading me on.
A cab is not safe.
This is, of course. This ducking around alleys and corners and so on.
Yes.
You know I have no idea where I am?
No, you're not to know.
Well, you've done your job well. We're somewhere at the waterfront, I know that, but where?
It's only a little bit further on now.
What's your name?
Michel.
Well, Michel, I'm a fool. You're aware of that by now, because only a fool would be traveling with you this far. But I'm a great fool.
No.
Well, let it go. Go on. The next step is the river, undoubtedly. But we'll see. Where do I go now?
In that building there. You can see the light from behind the curtain. I leave you there.
You're not coming with me?
No, Mr. Carver. You go in there alone.
Where will Peter be when the one woman in the world he wants to see arrives at his hotel suite? His wife, Laura Lawton. Ladies, the results of Babbo's new nationwide survey are now in. For housewives the nation over report that Babbo saves on the average more than 1/2 hour a day compared to other cleansers. Babbo was voted most economical, too. The reason? Well, Babbo was specifically created to dissolve grease, and grease causes 90% of daily scouring. With grease gone, dirt wipes off thoroughly safely. You need use only a little Babbo, and you're through fast. So switch to Babbo, B-A-B-O. See if you too don't save over 1/2 hour a day. Get 2 cans of Babbo, one for the bathroom, another for the kitchen. Ladies, mark it down right now and tune in Laura Lawton tomorrow without fail. For Laura has real excitement for every one of you. Yes, she's worked out a way to offer you those thrilling Christmas cards you've been hearing so much about in our story. And the wonderful thing is, in this special offer of Laura's, you'll be able to get all the gorgeous cards you need for your entire list and at a tremendous saving. In fact, it's the bargain offer of all time. So don't miss this thrilling opportunity. Tune in Laura Lawton tomorrow, same time, same station, and get full exciting details. Laura Lawton will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking, and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease-dissolving cleaner. So tune in tomorrow. And meanwhile, keep your kitchen spotless with Babbo, B-A-B-O.
Hog raisers, for low-cost sanitation, use Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.